Blog Talk Radio.
Come take a magical journey to the dawn of a new era. Unveil the mysteries behind the curtain with empathic healer Dawn Thompson.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, Iggy. Happy Wednesday. We are live on the radio Blog Talk.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Good morning to you, too. Well, actually, it's afternoon now in about 1 minute.
We're on the cusp.
Yeah,
we're on the cusp.
I've been hearing that word a lot.
I know. It is quite the, I think that's probably what we'll, you know, set the intention to explore today is, you know, about being on this cusp of energy shifts and how high it is, how high the vibration is. And you know, when I checked in today, checking in how I feel, you know, there's a vulnerability to it. There's a fragility to it. And, you know, when I go to the core of that, there's this resilient strength as well. But you know, it's like, you know, whether being a teacher or a healer or an empath or whatever it is, you know, being real is really what the new era is to me, authenticity, knowing that there's going to be times when, especially in these roller coaster times where we feel up and somewhere we feel down, somewhere we feel really confident, somewhere we feel, you know, less predictability in our world. And really, I feel like talking to other people, that's kind of where we're at, is we're being shown that there is not a lot of predictability around us, but we can find it in ourselves.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I hear a little music in your background.
I'm just hanging tight till these Wednesday. I think that was the last one. So, yeah, as everyone knows, the alarms go off right by my house the Wednesday. But I'm just glad they're not the real thing. Like, I mean, I keep waiting. I've been waiting since 2010, 2012 for those alarms to go off and then be like, guess what? It's an emergency. And then we get to truly practice all this stuff that we're...
It sounds like chimes. It's kind of funny. I was like, what is that? I forgot that the sirens
really?
Go off. Yeah, they sound like chimes. You have to play the episode back. It's like...
Yeah, so the new era. What is the new era? Boy, the new era keeps changing for me. I feel like we were talking about it a bit yesterday in our group. Yesterday we had full moon celebration. So happy full moon. The energy's still here. If anyone wants to do a ceremony and write down things they want to release, or I just said it out loud. I just said it out loud. Like, I want to release really fear. A lot of fear has come up, and this is old, ancient, primal fear, subconscious fear, shadow fear. So I'm asking that come up into the light and be removed in this next month. Did you have anything that you let go of? Did you do any ceremony or think much about it?
Yeah, I mean, yesterday when we were drumming with everybody, I was, you know, I'm in my own, you know, we're all in our own little worlds
mm-hmm.
where we're doing our drumming and we're doing our thing. And then, you know, you can't really escape sometimes the other worlds that you're part of. Because we're part of different worlds, you know, with different people and different situations. And then the other world sucks you in, you know, and it brings you back. You know, it's like, guess what? There's a problem over here we need to take care of or whatever, you know. And that's kind of what happened yesterday. So I was like having this great time drumming. Then all of a sudden there's like disturbance in the force, you know, on the other side of town that I had to take care of. So it was a lesson for me to know that you can be in moments and then transfer from that place into another place. And then don't need to stay there too long if you don't want to. But I stayed there longer than I probably needed to be. But but, you know, it's just what it was at that moment, you know, to just be able to experience that. And so what you said earlier before we were on the show, you were talking about the statements that you're going to, how you were feeling. And I kind of agreed with you because it's, you know, we don't live in a perfect situation, but I mean, but you learn from all the things. You learn from good and the bad.
Mm-hmm. And the more, I know I've mentioned that I am really into the compassionate communication, and mostly not so much about communicating to other people, but being able to find out when I'm feeling sad, scared, or confused, or for me, anger. Anger has, like, it rose up, and a couple days ago, like a fury, and I'm no stranger to anger. And I know that in the past, I've learned that anger is showing me, even before I took all that, you know, those classes on communicating, mm-hmm. self-empathy and blah, blah, blah. I knew that anger was a sign that something wasn't resonating with me, and that it gives me the fuel to change that. But there's a tricky part about that for me, because when I feel vulnerable, this part of me comes up that is extremely fierce, and it will protect. Mm-hmm. But it also can shut things and people out. So, you know, the advanced knowledge, or, you know, I'm sure there's more and more will be revealed with anger, comes up that I get to step back and remember that really what's underneath that is maybe vulnerability or sadness. Mm-hmm. And to be honest, and I know this is not, like you were saying, we all are living our personal stories. We're all these individual aspects of Source experiencing itself. But as well, we are all in this together. So it is, for me, a negotiation of, like, going into my world, finding my resilience, exploring what's true to me, practicing different healing modalities, getting inspired, but then also coming back, remembering that this, we're having a shared reality with everybody. It's not just our reality. And boy, if it was up to me, sometimes I like to just go into my own reality and put up the walls with anger, but lots of triggers. So lots of triggers have come up. And that tends to happen around the full moon. It has to happen around the full moon, because it seems like, or the first week of the month or something, because I feel like I always have some intense triggers going on around this radio show time. But that's good. Then I get to share some of the ways to sustain that, move through it, and then maybe, you know, it can inspire others, or you guys feel free to call in and inspire us, because this is our shared reality. And I do get the message that balance is coming. Like, there's just a balance to be had, and there's something that is off balance. And as you've seen, and I've seen some of your posts online, Iggy, and I've been watching the news, is that there's a very intense polarity going on, and there is some really intense. I just saw Maggie's post today about the whole West Coast is having earthquakes and realigning. So if Mother Earth is realigning, Mother Earth's oceans are full of oil, you know, a new dose of oil, it's going to hit us. It's going to shake us up. It's going to test our vulnerability. It's going to bring up our muck, our stuff to integrate. And that's just the way it goes, right?
Yeah, and then, you know, the way you mentioned oil and earthquakes and stuff, this is nothing that doesn't happen in nature. And I mean, Mother Earth has earthquakes, and then the oil shoots up, but you know, she cleanses herself in ways that, you know, we don't understand. And, you know, I was thinking about that the other day, and just when you reminded me of that, when you said that, you know, we just kind of maybe accelerate the process at times as human beings. We don't necessarily maybe don't understand. You know, we're like kids, you know, even though we're humans, or, you know, we think we're dominant over other species, we're still kind of like in a juvenile stage of understanding, you know, what it means to honor and respect the planet. And I see that all around us. I mean, even us, you know, even you and me and the people that we know, we try really hard to do our best, and sometimes we fall short, and that's part of being human. Human, I don't know when it became an issue to want to not be human. You know, it always seems like a lot of religions pressure people into accelerating into becoming something, going to heaven, or you're going to go to hell. But, you know, I like being a human being. I like enjoying this incarnation, being here and enjoying, you know, the sunshine on my back, you know, the wind on my face, a cold winter's day that strands you in your house. You know what I mean? There's something about being human that you probably can't experience as a spirit being, you know, that only the physical body, you know, that's how I feel.
Ooh, I like that. Yeah, that's very inspirational. I don't know. I know for me that for a long time, and I don't know where this training or where this thought process came in, it's probably cultural, that, even in human bodies that we're reaching towards a perfection. And it wasn't until this last year or two that, and I'm still trying to negotiate it in my subconscious, my conscious now knows that, oh, no, we're not here to sit on top of a mountain, you know, in an ashram. I mean, that's fine, but we're not all supposed to be in this state of perfection. In fact, resistance and confrontation creates intimacy and a deeper bond. And mm-hmm. I guess we could expand that into the earth. I mean, there is an imbalance. There is an imbalance. But what you said inspired me to believe that, you know, if the earth is our mother and we're her little, wild children just doing what we want, that she's got this, right? Mom's got this. She's not going to, we're not going to be able to, I mean, who knows, but I think that she will set herself straight. She is the ultimate teacher and has been doing it for mm-hmm. how many billions of years? I don't know how long she's been setting it straight and teaching her children and sustaining us. So, wow, that's a great, large, expansive way to look at it. And I
good
do
example.
Agree that.
Yeah,
I
good
like
example.
Being human.
You did this yesterday when we were at mm-hmm. the drum circle. Your child came to you and said, Mom, I'm thirsty. And what did Mom do? She goes, well, I got to go. My daughter's thirsty. You know, and so you took care of her, you know. Not, of course, Dad, per se, says, well, why don't you go ask those people over there in the shelter house if they'll give you something to drink? It's just funny. I thought about that,
and the mother used her intuition and said that, because that's something I would very well do, but my intuition said that was also that she was done. So we've had a couple days, you know, school's out. We've had a couple days together, and I don't know, you know, how many parents mm-hmm. are out there listening, but in my personal stories, I'm guessing there's some collectiveness to it, is that she also has some great needs coming up and some great purging coming up. And so not only as a parent do I have my own, but then as children do, when theirs comes up, whew, that is very triggering. And it really gets me to look at my deepest stuff, because I feel very fierce about, for example, hers was having more power in her world. And again, this is why I like this new language that I've been learning. And I'll share with you later that I actually got to teach a couple groups of people, because the language started out, it would not start it out, but language shifted with the monarchy in regards to the way that language is formulated in our culture is to keep us from not knowing that we have needs, right? Needs sounds needy. Ew, who's needy? You're gross. You're needy. But so here, you know, we don't have this language to know, like, this is what's going on. So the more that me and my daughter processed what was going on in her world, I was able to help her realize that what she's craving is power in her world. And that's like one of the universal needs. So most kids come to you and you would hear, oh, my little sister's a pain in the butt, blah, 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 and cry for an hour. And you're like, okay, get mm-hmm. over it. But what I was able to do was go underneath it and realize this girl wants some power in her world. She wants some choice. She's feeling like she has no choices. And you got to really, you know, that's something that just really isn't in our language, modern, you know, our mainstream language. So that is why I bring this up so much, because it is a passion of all the different trainings and modalities. This is something that's moving through me and making big progress in my own personal life. It's super powerful. I'll give you an example. So, last week I was able to, I was asked to come and teach at a new treatment center in Grandview Heights. So this really cool place is set up. One of my friends is like a co-owner manager there. And so instead of using addiction or claiming that addiction is like this eternal illness or sickness, they're really using modalities such as acupuncture, yoga, and then they brought, you know, different ways to help people really connect their body, mind, and spirit. And it's really exciting. So I've been really pushing possibly coming in and teaching a class. And she said, well, how about the NVC? You completed the 6-week training. And I'm like, what? I want to do my self-care, my authentic goddess series. But okay, I'll take what I can get. So I had 2 2-hour groups. And the first one only had 2 people in it. And there was this guy there, and he had, you know, he's built orphanages and institutions. I mean, he's a pretty cool guy. And he said, oh, you know, these NVC people came to my church, and I know what this is all about, and I'm not really into it, and I didn't find it helpful. So here I am wanting to teach so badly and share and have and contribute things that have moved me to the world. I'm mm-hmm. shaking when I walk in this treatment center because this is a new form of teaching and a new place. But I've been taught, even though you're scared, do it anyway. It's your passion. So I come in, and then I meet this resistance. And so here's how compassionate communication works. I was able to take the focus off of him and bring it on to me, which is really the foundation of it. And I said, oh, man, you had that experience where it didn't help you, huh? So first I acknowledged it because people like that. And then I said, you know, I'm feeling really, again, I've been feeling vulnerable for a while because I'm doing all this new stuff. It's really exciting, but there's a vulnerability to stepping out of my comfort zone. So I said, sir, I'm feeling really vulnerable right now, and I have this deep, primal need to contribute and to learn how to teach. This is something that I'm stepping into, and it means so much to me. And I'm curious if you could just hang in for a couple hours while I practice teaching. And so by saying how I felt truly and what my needs were, which were to contribute and to learn how to teach, he immediately softened and said, "Why, sure, honey, I can do that." You know, and normally, I don't know if anyone knows anything about, you know, coming out of addiction properties or, you know, that whole storyline. We all know people that are, you know, that have experienced that, or we have people in our family with that energy. And you tend to meet up, you know, they tend to be in what NBC calls the jackal mode, the survival mode, the defensive mode. So that's how he was. But I was able to come in with the energy of the giraffe, which is the big heart, the big picture, the vulnerability. Doesn't mean I'm just a little peon. I was still ready to be fierce if I needed to, but yeah, so it went really well. And to be honest, at the end of the class, I said, how was this for you? And he said, you're really good at this. You do need to build your self-esteem, which I'm aware of. I mean, it takes time. And he said, and don't you stop. I got a lot out of this. So what a great way to be vulnerable and create a shared reality and have language to be able to confront and acknowledge people's stuff.
Wow. That's sweet.
Oh, it's powerful. So I got to use it there. I got to use it with my daughter. I got to use it this week with being burnt out last week and then taking care of a puppy who's not quite trained. And, I mean, I was getting so angry to the point where I was furious because my system needed to reset, it needed rest, and I can't do it with a 65-pound puppy just jumping on me, right?
Right.
So I want to run. The old me would be like, I don't have the tools to deal with this, so I'm just going to leave for a week. But the part of me that knows now that I can come back and soften after the anger just keeps softening and saying I have a need for rest, and then recognizing that we need to come to my partner, and instead of pushing him away or saying, it's your fault, you wanted this dog, I was able to come together as a team and say, okay, I'm seeing that the puppy needs more training. Let's do some research. Let's figure out how we can do this so that I can get my rest and resilience. And I just, thank God. Thank God for learning new tools.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that. Because there's always new tools. Just when you think you've learned something, there's more to learn, right?
Yes! Yes! And as much as we're going through this phenomenal, because 2015 is, as I'm sure if you watch Mark's show and everyone's show that, you know, or just astrology reports in general, or just acknowledging your own life, that 2015 has been ridiculously awesome at shaking those last core pieces up. We're actually entering the heights of it this summer, of just really allowing those pieces to come up. And we're being called. Do we want to run? Well, you know what? As you said, Iggy, we're human. If we need to run for a little bit, if we need to throw a temper tantrum, fine, whatever, do it. But eventually, hopefully, we can be called back, the polarity to it, to our vulnerability, but also our strength and our resilience in us, and be like, all right, I'm ready to see this and see what it's trying to tell me. What's it trying to tell me?
You know, as healers too, Dawn, I think shamans or you know, medicine men or women, holistic practitioners, I think it's important, you know, not to want to be so one way in the light and so one way into the dark. But you have to experience all that stuff. You have to be able to, so you can have a foundation in some place to be able to come from a point of reference with somebody and say, hey, you know what? I suffered, maybe not in the way you did, but I had a suffering. And, you know, I had a joyful moment, and maybe, you know, like a lot. But, you know, you can't be so up top. And sometimes, you know, we have to be a little bit godlike and a little bit devil-like, you know, just because that's what we are. You know, we are that. You know, I truly don't want to be just all light, because then I would have no other point of reference. I couldn't relate to somebody who's, you know, if I'm just always in one place, you know? Me.
No, I'm right there with you. I remember going to some classes and some, even like the transformational festivals a couple years ago, there was not much talk about the shadow. And so I was actually, is perturbed a word? I was walking around and going to different classes, and they're like, it's all about love. It's all about light. And I'm like, have you ever parented? Did you even, like, have you ever, like, worked in a workplace? Like, there is resistance. There is polarity on Earth. And there is, I mean, to be honest, I still enjoy the light side better, because that's when all my needs are being met. But I agree with you that the more that I work with people, the more that I, you know, have built friendships that, they get deeper, and I like that they're real because of all the experiencing that I've had. Like, I don't really have any friends that had pretty, I mean, everybody has stuff go on in their life, but my friends have been through the ringer and constantly, you know, maybe victimized, and now they're survivors, and I have a lot of thriver friends, and those, I need people that are deep. I do, around me, and people have it to different levels. But yes, as the wounded healer, or whatever you want to call it, like, it's much more beneficial when I sit with someone, because now that I'm getting a bigger, like, base of working with people, when I do have someone come to me and say I'm doing a reading, and I haven't been through a similar experience as them, it's like, it takes me a minute. I got to step back and really let their guides come in and show me what it means, or what possible ways for them to find their solutions in their process, because it's much easier if I'm like, aha, I remember not having boundaries. I remember, you know, having addiction issues. I remember what it was like to be financially insecure. When I can relate, then the healing process definitely is a little more powerful, for sure.
Absolutely. Let's take a quick break, and we'll come right back.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network, your free online holistic publication resource radio for trusting your intuition, achieving self-discovery, and following your soul self.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com, your free online resource for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. With Insights Radio is a listener-supported radio station, and your donations are greatly appreciated. We cover a variety of topics, interviews surrounding the metaphysical and holistic and natural medicine, alternative healing modalities, and much more. Thank you for tuning in to WithInsightsRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Gypsy Wagon with Dawn Thompson.
Hello. Wow. Good stuff. Good stuff here. I'm feeling very, a great shared reality, not only with you, Iggy, but with, I can feel the support and the resonance of people listening. I feel like we're all on the same team. Can you feel that?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a flow. Yeah. It's that flow that everybody talks about. It's a real.
It's a real thing, that flow.
Okay.
Well, before we take any, I don't know if there's any callers, but I would like to do a brief full moon meditation with everyone. I think it would feel good. It would feel good to me, and hopefully, you know, we can get some messages about this full moon. Like I've already said, that it is meant to be a happy full moon, and that it's full of manifestation. Mark had mentioned yesterday that there's a lot of boundary setting happening, so that's where the anger would come in. Is that, you know, when we're angry, it helps us, once we calm down, it's like, oh yeah, I need to set a boundary with something. For example, me setting the boundary with the dogs and stuff. And underneath that, what I was feeling and what I'm noticing is that we're all craving some respect to some degree. Right. Yeah. So respect is really like when I say that, I can feel that deep in my hips. Like I want respect. And this other course that I've been taking with a couple other women called Unconscious Coupling, not trying to get things from other people, but really getting it from ourselves, has taught me thus far is that if we want something from other people, we have to give it to ourselves first. That, you know, when we're craving, say we're craving romance from a partner, or say we're craving respect at work, the way to get that is to first embody it for ourselves. So there's different ways we can do that. We can go in and envision getting respect. We can imagine, say it's at work or at home with our families, we can instead of picturing, you know, what we think is going on, picture them truly respecting us, hearing our boundaries, seeing our needs, and then feeling how good that feels in our body. And what that does is raises our vibration up, so that naturally just happens. Another way would be to start respecting ourselves. So like, you know, saying good things to ourselves when we make mistakes, because as you and I have just talked about, that we're going to. So instead of when we do something that maybe doesn't resonate to us, stepping back into integrity, instead of beating ourselves up, just going, oh, I'm human, I did that. Okay, I get that. That's my old pattern. Hey, ego, there you are again. So then stepping into that and respecting that, respecting ourselves. So let's take a moment to, wherever you're at, if you're at home and you can lay down or sit in a chair, or if you are, you know, at work, even if you could just close your eyes for a moment and let's just take a moment to connect in with our bodies and connect in with the universal life force energy. Take a moment to settle into balancing our breath. So inhaling for 5 seconds and then exhaling for 5 seconds. If you do that a few times, you'll find that your mind and your emotions will start to balance. And you'll start to see things clearly. Do a couple of those wherever you are. And with each exhale, just sink further into the ground. Sink into your chair. And for a moment, we're going to feel really, really safe in our space and in our body. I'm going to clear our minds that we have nothing to do for the next few moments, nowhere to go. We're just really going to be present with our body and acknowledging our mind if something pops in. And another big exhale, sinking even deeper, exhaling deep into your hips, allowing our legs to get really heavy. Your spine to straighten up. Let that life force channel along our spine have space to move up and down. Take a second to maybe make sure your shoulders are down, not shrugged up next to your ears. Pay attention to that space right behind your eyes where we're trying to see, we're trying to figure out. And just send some breath there and relax that space behind your eyes. Maybe take a moment to tap or massage the top of your scalp, your crown, and release any resistance to new information, new downloads coming in. Setting an intention to be open, acknowledging that we're having this shared reality with others, but yes, we still have our own personal story. And you want heard so much. You want to be seen for who you truly are. So take a moment to see yourself. What have you accomplished so far this week? When did you nap when you were tired? What healthy food did you ingest? Did you take a moment to relax and play? Really acknowledge anything that you've done for yourself this week, and let's celebrate that. And feel what that felt like in your body to do something so loving for yourself or for someone else. And as you feel that energy throughout your whole body, that will attract more of that in, more self-love, more connection, more intimacy. And then take a moment to, because it is the full moon, it is about releasing and harvesting. As you harvest up those good feelings, do notice if there's any resistance in your body, if there's any tension behind your shoulder blades and your lower back. If your lower back, when you go there, has a little bit of tension, place one of your hands there and just allow it to feel the sensation of a hand at your back of support. So again, we're cultivating and reaping in more support, more respect. Notice how it softens your belly when you have that hand at your back, when you have support there. What we're doing is making imprints so that we can cultivate more this next moon cycle of what we want. Release your hand and do another body check. Coming to our heart, maybe your higher heart or your lower heart. And place your left hand on your heart and just start rotating it in a circle, whichever way feels best to you. Letting it know that there's been a lot going on, there's been a lot of releasing, and that you're going to be there for yourself. You're going to be there for your heart, for your feelings, and you're going to make it a practice of noticing what you're feeling. And if any uncomfortable feelings come up, knowing that it's just a need that wants to be met. It's just a part of your body that wants to be heard. And then one more deep breath, and you can slowly open your eyes. and know that through this full moon, we're embodying all that we've been learning, all our own personal stories of what's come up. We're integrating it in everyday life, and just be gentle with yourselves. Do we have anyone that wants a reading or a call, or did that meditation move you? Did you feel anything from that that was nice for you, that resonated? I think you fell asleep. That's okay. We can continue on. I probably put you all to sleep.
Sorry, I'm back.
Did you go deep there, buddy?
I guess so. I didn't realize it.
I love it.
It feels better, actually.
So good. So good. Our bodies are like little children. They just want some time with us.
Mm-hmm.
Hang out with us for a little bit.
I needed that. Thank you. All right. Let's see. Does anybody have any questions in the chat room? Because we don't have anybody online at the moment. So if you do want to call in, the number is 646-595-3440. Again, that's 646-595-3440. And we'll be back with just a 16-second break just to get my bearings back on. All right, we're back.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network, your free online holistic publication resource radio for trusting your intuition, achieving self-discovery, and following your soul self.
Okay, we're back.
We're back and we're centered and grounded. Ooh.
Yeah, anybody who's in the chat wants to call in, just feel free. Dawn's here to serve today and share with you guys her gifts that the universe has endowed her with, just like all of us.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is my hope that we all step into our gifts, even if we're afraid. My mama taught me, if you're afraid, do it anyway. If you know it's passion. It's scary to step into your passion and your gifts at times.
That's true. That's true.
I feel like there's a fine line between excitement and fear. And sometimes I have to go, am I afraid or am I excited or am I both? Or
Right. I think we're a lot alike in that aspect.
You can relate to that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, reading.
So while we're waiting for a call, I was asked, and it was a delightful experience last week, to go to Frank Tennyson has his house or his ashram in Franklinton, and so I'm going to be. I did a guided meditation there, a longer one with more downloads and. And so he's asked me to come back, so I'll be coming back next Wednesday. And if you guys are on Facebook, you can add his ashram on there. And it was a neat experience. He's got a cool gathering there of people, and it's a very safe space to come and meditate. And I also go every Thursday night at 7 to a 2-hour, just not much talking, just relaxation meditation at the Unity Church. They have a sangha there. So if you enjoy that meditation, you know, there's so many opportunities, as well as in personal sessions. I do guided meditations personally for each person as well.
Beautiful. We do have a caller in the studio if you want to take one.
Oh, I love that.
Okay, and here we go. Hello, caller. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Dawn. This is Maisie. and I usually don't get personal readings, but I'm feeling the spirit calling me to call in. I was a little late for hearing the program. When I came in, you were talking about learning or teaching a different language. And then when you gave your story about how you taught that, am I right to think that you're talking about more like a deeper way to connect with your words?
Yes, I would definitely say a deeper and maybe even a more specific. For example, when, you know, people say, how you feeling? We say, good or bad, and then it just kind of, or perhaps I feel like we've almost been taught to talk about the problem, and I've always craved a solution. So yeah, it's good to process what's going on with us, like, yeah, he's not listening, or yeah, they just don't see me at work. But when you have a language to say, you know, what I'm looking for is autonomy, choice, or acceptance at work, then people, it gives people more specifics, and including yourself, it's like clarity. To me, it's clarity for problem solving or connection.
I think I learned something similar in Al-Anon, the 12-step program.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I've experienced Al-Anon. Yeah.
Yes.
It's a great program. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It saved my life. It really did.
Yeah. Right, right. Because the focus comes from, it goes out from the other person back to ourselves, right?
Yes. And how,
yeah,
how we think is all the other person's problem. And as a codependent or family member of an addict, you're not taking responsibility for your actions and how you're behaving. So after a while, you can't tell who's drunk and who's sober because everybody's acting the same.
Right, right. We're all clinging to get our needs met from someone else or something else, and the resources is inside of us. I mean, yes, we need support, as you know, the 12, different 12 sub-programs teach. We need support, but we can't be given something that we're not giving ourselves. We can't, in general, nothing's all or nothing. Of course, there's times, you know, when we're physically ill or something where we do receive help. But what I'm talking about is if we're judging everyone else, we can't necessarily expect them not to be judging us, right? Because that's the vibration that we're putting out there.
Exactly.
Yeah, if we're abusing ourselves, you know, that we have to stop that in order to not receive that from other people. So,
yes, I had to learn that. I taught my abuser that it was okay to treat me like that. It's okay. I mean, I forgive him and I love him and he's moved on, but that doesn't mean I want him in my life.
Yeah.
And I had to learn, I'm not a victim. I was playing the victim. I had to get over that.
Yeah. Yeah, as adults, we have the power of choice. Children don't, right? But as adults, we get to choose who's in our life for the most part. We get to choose how we're being treated. So I want to give you kudos for, thank you for, you know, doing that work and knowing that and then setting that boundary. Because when you do that for yourself, you're giving other people permission to do that as well. So it's pretty powerful stuff there, Matthew, pretty powerful. Did you want to get a reading? You said you don't usually get
sure.
A reading. I think that the elementals want to work with you. Did you like elementals and elves and fairies and little woo-woo-y things when you were younger, when you were a little girl?
Actually, the little girl within the adult loves them.
There we go. Well, let's see what's going on for you. Wow. You're in a really powerful space. You're also in like a jumping-off point, which is very interesting. It's a place of transition. And actually, a lot of what we just talked about is coming up. So for you right now, presently, some quiet reflection time is very much being called for. So any way that you can get some time to reflect, and particularly for you, journal, because if you just sit and try to meditate, I have a feeling that your mind, you know, is going to race a little bit. So giving those thoughts a place to, and I'm almost positive that you have experience with journaling, but just free flow journaling. So instead of writing down what's going on, really just letting those pages be a container. A reminder to spend a little time each day turning off the radio, the TV, and if you can, be alone, even for 5 or 10 minutes, and dream. Because you're in this really cool space where you're breaking free and becoming more self-reliant in your life, which is what we were talking about, right? Like, you're in a new chapter. You've done this before, but you're really going into a new chapter of, I see you with your arms wrapped around yourself. Like, you're in this new chapter of self-love, self-reliance. I talked about earlier on the show, we have when people feel like they're in the victim role. And then we have the next phase, which is we're survivors, right? We're excited, we're survivors. But you're stepping into thriving, like just total new chapter of blossoming. You have this call through this quiet time, through this dream, start trusting your intuition more. So you have a very keen mind. You're able to, in some ways you have, you know, this beautiful mix of creativity and that type A organizational properties to you. And now you're working on the third component, which is your intuition. So that's not listening to your mind, but it's also taking that and integrating that in with your intuition. It's usually the first gut reaction you have, or the first thought, is the one to go for. Also, your guides are saying to please listen to following what your joy is. Really expand on those artistic pursuits that you've been dreaming about. Expect positive results. You have, you know, as long as you're seeking your joy, you have some really great things coming in. And then there is also another note to really give your inner child some playtime. So you need some, and that goes part with the breaking free and going into this next chapter, is that you need just a little bit more play. I think you've been playing recently, and you know how good it feels, right, to be free, right, and have some unscheduled time. And so more of that is good in particular for you, because it allows you to get more positive about life and feel it's less work, and it creates balance for you.
Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Thank you very much. It resonates very well.
Oh, I really appreciate you calling in. It's been a delight. Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care.
Okay.
Cool.
It's very sweet. Yeah, and I guess that's a message for all of us then, right? I don't know about you, Iggy, but I found when I'm doing a reading, no matter what, for someone else, it's probably a message for myself as well.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, it's like, oh, you need to play. Oh, you need more quiet time. Perfect. And some time with the fairies.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Okay.
Did we have anyone else?
Checking right now, and I don't see anybody else.
Oh. Bummer, free readings. Can't beat that.
Yeah. Everybody, most people are in the chat room today.
Well, actually, my readings and healings have calm down as I've been doing, you know, as I did the guided. It's so nice to have that that space to do something new, you know. Sure. I do have a really exciting, my first twin flame couple that I'm working with, and we're doing ceremony. And so because I channel a lot of, I get inspired by all the classes and trainings I take, but most of my healing work is channeled, you know, and then I'll take little tools from the toolbox that I've learned, but a lot of it is individualized from spirit. And so working with this twin flame couple that are getting married in September, we're going to be doing a full moon sunrise soul contract ceremony. And so it's exciting because I'm noticing what I like about the way that I work, because it's not so, I trained with one modality and then I just use that modality because I am channeling in new or ancient stuff. I'm getting these ancient techniques to bond people together with their soulmates, and that has been cool. We had this infinity symbol of love and energy going between their hearts, and I'm like, whoa, this is cool. I want that.
That's awesome. All right, we have another caller if you want to take one.
I would love that.
Okay, here we go.
Hello there.
Hello there.
Thanks for calling. What's your name?
This is Silly Wabbit.
Silly Wabbit, Twix the whole kids. I know who this is. Silly Ornery Wabbit.
That's me.
Are you wanting to read it?
Yes, I could. I could use some additional input. I'm always reading other people, so sometimes it's hard to look at my own stuff. So.
I love it. I love getting readings because I agree with you. I'm always like, okay, well, and I can't read myself for nothing. I tell you, I pull. I mean, I guess I can some, but all right. Well, let's see here. What you've got going on. So I'm actually going, my own deck that I made and that I'm writing the book for is calling for you, Mark. So let's see what you have coming up here. I want you to ground yourself a little bit because I know that I can feel that you're in a couple different places at once. So just really center, go to that center inside your spine for me. You have that brilliant mind. We're going to ask it to just sit right beside you and witness. And we're dropping in our higher selves. And perfect. I feel it. Very good. Very, very, very good. All right. So for you, we have some completion of projects. You've been working really hard on a lot of stuff, which would make sense why your energy is, why I can sense that it's in several different areas at once. So a couple different things with that. We have a call for dance, so body movement. I don't know how much you've been moving your body. Well, you're drumming, but, you know, really moving your body in a really free and playful way. And what this is going to do is, again, bring you back to the moment because, you know, even though it's good to plan for the future and to integrate the past, which it looks like in the past you've been doing some really great boundaries. Boundaries came up earlier. Self-care is coming up. Like, you really taken a couple situations, one in particular, and you made this beautiful stand for yourself and said, that's not okay. And that situation, your guides want you to know, is complete. It's completed. I know it feels like there's residual emotions there. There are some residual energies. And that's where the dance comes in. Any kind of moment, staying in the moment that you can do, mindfulness, and particularly for you, breath is coming up with that. So I don't know what different kind of breath techniques you have or you can explore and play, but using that breath to, again, call in some of those ties that are still connected out there, because the storylines are complete. Now it's about you
weaving those lines of energy to the stories of the boundaries that you've been setting. And then we do have a restraint and caution. Ooh, okay. This has a Lilith energy to it. Lilith is coming out. We know that, I'm sure you know, well, I know you know that Lilith is, you know, the asteroid. She's also the divine feminine aspect that's a little bit more feisty. I actually brought part of her with me to the drumming last night. She is very savage in some ways. So there's a call for protection against some of the more savage, it doesn't have to be in particular a female, because men have this aspect to them too, but really when there are, you know, women in your life that are coming up that are triggering, that are going through a lot, and you're trying to help them and sustain them, the biggest solution you can do is, and the biggest, without cutting anyone off, is just going back to your breath and setting a boundary that you need time for yourself and for your inner child. And then I'll leave you with actually a specific breath that's coming up. Now they're saying, no, not just any breath. There's a specific breath for him, and that is the breath of fire. So you can probably, if you don't already know about that one, it's a yogic breath that you pump your stomach, and you'll have to do the research because I can't show you, obviously, over the phone. But once you get it down, it's a very nice breath to not only bring you in the moment, but cultivate fire in your belly, and it helps burn away excess energies that you don't in particularly want, energy that's churning within you, but it's not really creating any productivity. It's just kind of burning and burning. So this helps the fire channel through. It's a pumping with your stomach breath. So I would jot that down as to something to research and maybe practice.
Okay. Yeah, a lot of that immediately makes sense.
Cool.
And I'm sure the rest of it will after I think on it a bit. But yeah, you hit some big themes, definitely.
Yeah. The nice thing is you've had a lot of completion. Did you get energy work done recently? Or did you do some on yourself? Or?
I'm always doing some of myself. Cool. But yeah, I had a couple sessions done in the past month.
Mm-hmm.
So that seemed to help some things.
Yeah, that was really helpful. I can see that.
Well, thank you very much for the info. It was very helpful.
Well, you're welcome. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, it was good to see you guys yesterday.
Oh. All right, awesome.
That was a fun time. That was a cool time. I'm still looking at that one picture with the light beam, and I'm like, what? Are there aliens trying to get me? What's going on here? This is so cool.
Trying to talk to you. Hey.
I'm here. I'm listening.
So we're just about getting close to that magic hour, so I don't know if you have anything, closing thoughts that you wanted to share with anybody and with your listeners out there.
Well, I heard a great quote, and I'm going to paraphrase it because I think that a lot of us, I know in particular I can speak most about me, but I'm sure that some other people could relate to this, that worry comes up because there's a lot of anxiety and fire and you know, I'm sure people could get more information on Mark's show about the way that the planets are aligned. It just creates this anxiety and this, you know, we can either worry or we can imagine what we want to come in. So we practiced that a little bit today on the show of embodying and imagining more of what we want to cultivate, and then be as specific as possible in your visualizations, like so that you can bring that in. Dream like you're a child. There's the saying is like, worry is just imagination backwards or used for the negative. And I know I tend to, that changed my life when I saw that a couple weeks ago. It was like, oh my gosh, worry is imagining things going wrong. And so let's
cultivate more magic, more adventure. And if you liked the way I work, you can go to my website, www.dawn-thompson.com, and we can do sessions, and I have classes, and yeah, I don't think I'm going to have a show next July, because we're going to be in Peru, is that right?
Yeah, we can either do a pre-recorded show and have Mark launch it for us, or we could even attempt to do it in Peru, but I think it'd probably be harder to do in Peru, but still, we could actually record in Peru and just bring it along in August or something, you know?
Okay.
We'll figure it out. I have a feeling about this one. This is going to be pretty interesting.
Oh, our whole lives are about to, at least my life is about to change. I love magic and adventure. And so, yeah, I think by the next time, the next show, good juju coming in. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Thank you for allowing me to share.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Thanks, Vicki.
Love you, too. We'll see you guys later, okay? Have a nice rest of the afternoon.
Mm-hmm. You, too. Bye-bye.